We'll continue with Yad Tishman Daf Reish Lamed Zoyin. Shara Bitochel. Yesh Mibnei Odam. And there exists between the people, kitas, groups. She'enem ishtadam likens amoma in ilahar bois memeno. They don't try to get money. The only reason what motivates them to get more money, become wealthy people, only because they love to be respected by people. They made it. The whole reason, the whole drive for money is to want to be respected. But as Slam Shem, they should get the name, he's a rich man. Nothing is enough for them except this. No matter how much money they have, they need more. Because, you know, like they say, in America, they don't love money, they love to make money. Now, they don't need the extra $1 million just because they need the extra million, just they made $1 million. It's to be written up in the newspaper. It says, Sichlus Mehem, and this is a stupidity from them. The Sivus HaKovet Boilam Azeh Boilam Abo. That desire of that respect, of that recognition, of that honor, they are fools. In this world and the world to come. They lose out in both worlds. Sometimes you lose out the Olam Habo, at least you get Olam Hazeh. Or you lose out the Olam Hazeh, you get Olam Habo. But they lose out both worlds. It remains, they lose out the Olam Habo because they don't know what to do with the money. The trading of Olam Habo in order to get this world. But more than this, they lose out Olam Hazeh, they never get what they really want. Because those people who only work in order to be popular, they're rich. Those are the biggest fools. The leftists of the town, they call it the left of the town. Laughstack, how do you call it? The laughstack of the town. Laughing stock. The Goyrem Leze, and is making it, the Goyrem is recommending, Masharoy mi kibid ama ores lam shamoman. Is Goyrem sees the kibid of Amratzim. The simple people are respecting Amshamo, the wealthy people. The kibidam lehem letikvos, the kibidam lehem. And the respect which they get to the wealthy people becomes letikvos and becomes to their hope. Masha sheyesh etzlam velimshach masha v'yoda. They go away from which they have in their hands the developers, and in this start everyone tries to imitate that wealthy people. One of the things which I always very bitterly see it, and I just can't understand how people don't see it. It's not for this audience here, but unfortunately, in every group, in every organization, the wealthy man, wealthy, who knows if he's wealthy or not, nobody knows if he's really wealthy or not, at least he tries to perform as a wealthy man, builds a big house, and gives tzedakah in a very flashy way, has to be respected, has to be, he's very much respected. By the organization, you know, it comes to dinner, it comes to anyone. From the top of the line. And able to give you all kind of terutzim, Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim. You say, how come this Rebbe is so much Mechabed, this rich man? Since Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim, Rebbe was Mechabed, rich people. Well, there's many people rich in the community, which they don't give charity. They're very humble. They don't see rich. Rebbe was Mechabed Ashirim because he's going to get money from them. That was Mechabed Shimon because he has money. See, a Oysher, why was Rebbe Mechabed Shimon general? Because if it's Hashem is good to you, Hashem is giving you money, Hashem loves you for some reason. Rebbe is Mechabed Shimon. But it's not because he benefited from him. So if he had in his congregation, between his Hasidim, had a guy who knew he's a Oysher, even a guy, he didn't play a big role, was not a big giver. It was Mechabed him, he's a Oysher. That's it. Also Oysher Mechabed. But today, we're not Mechabed Shimon. Can anyone be a Oysher but he doesn't give money? He's not a big player. The contrary, everyone would laugh at him, everyone would put him down, everyone would hate him. You have money, don't give money, don't give money. I just want to correct the word. The Rebbe Mechabed Ashir means Mechabed Oysher because he's Oysher, not because he gives money. This is his private business, he gives money or not. Mechabed Ashir, a Jew Oysher, is Mechabed. He come counting his money, how much he's giving enough, he's only Mechabed. So what we are Mechabed to the Ashirim is not because he's a Oysher, it's because what he gives. because he gives, you want to get more, and he's always respected, always talked about. What we don't realize, what we do, we raise our children, and we instill in our children a desire that I want to be like him. He's a respectful man. He's on talk that he's written up in the newspaper. Here is where he's being photographed, that he gets with the great people. And we don't, that's what he says. We don't realize what we are doing, that we educate our children to the wrong education, that from the early youth, he's designed, when I want to be big, I want to be rich like him, and I should be honored like him, I should have the mizrach like him. And this is something which is ruining our own greatest investment. And if the people would only understand, they haven't got any ability, they haven't gotten the power, not to give. But also not to give to one which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to give. That people work, they should have a lot of money, they should be wealthy, they should be popular. But if they would only realize, if you get money, you totally become handicapped. It's not up to you to give. It's not up to you not to give. If Hashem wants you to give, you have to give. And if Hashem does not give you the schiyah to give, you're not going to give. Loi mekabel is also. They would have never hoped. They would never look for somebody else. In other words, people, if they don't realize that a person who has money, it's not up to him to give or not. No point of being a choynef, to be machnef, go come give. Because it's not up to him to give. But in the Kabbalah, those people wouldn't rely on other people. They wouldn't respect the rich people just because of. But it wouldn't be appropriate that it should be a Mechabah person. You only would respect people who gave them special malus, which therefore is appropriate to be mechaber. In other words, why are we mechaber the shirim? Why the public mechaber the shirim? Because we want money. It's stupidity. This has nothing to do. Hashem gives money for everyone. Hashem gives a yeshiva. A yeshiva comes in a rich man, you mechaber him. Why mechaber him? Because if you don't want to get money for him, it's stupidity. Can the man give money if it's not destined to be given to you? The man is absolutely not in control to give money or not to give money. If it's meant to be given money, he's going to give money no matter what is happening. If not, not. You should only be mechabed people when they have middles, what they are appropriate to be mechabed. Like the commercial person said, ki mechabed achabed, those who mechabed me, Hashem said, those who are respecting me, them I'm respecting. We are only respecting people of Muhammad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that Oishir, who is only respecting himself, there's no point that you should fall for him, you should run after him, and you should be Muhammad more than he deserves, only for the reason that you want to get his money. There's no justification. You're trading off Kvod HaTorah and Kvod Shemayim for that money, and only because, again, you lack of bitochen. This is actually the message that even yeshivas and communities, they also mechuyev to have bitochen. You know, not to trade off Kvod Shemayim and Kvod Torah just because of the guy has money and not to give money. Yes,
I'm a little bit.
You haven't got the problem in either way.
I don't have the problem.
You're not
with
the
money.
Giver, you're not the taker. So what's the problem?
The person who has money, it doesn't have the obligation to give from it.
Yeah.
Maybe I misunderstood then. You said if Hashem gives a person the money, then he has the task.
No, we're talking now on the community, the one who runs after the rich man, does everything to go out of his way to get the rich man's kindness in order to make him to give money. Like people chasing Eirech HaKovod.
A rich person should get covered if he gives tzedakah, or he shouldn't get covered at all? Any more than any person.
He should get covered what he deserves, not because he should give money.
And he deserves it when he gives money.
But he gives money if he gives it in a proper way. He deserves it because but not to be mechaber in order to give money.
I understand, but if he gives the money,
in the proper way, right. not externally, not for the sake that a person should be respected should be given covered. If he deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
If he deserves it. And what does it mean he deserves it?
Doesn't the end justify the means? I mean, because bitachon, you said, is only for your, you only guaranteed your food. Other things you require normal shtadlus.
But that's not the shtadlus. That's not the shtadlus. It's the halal, because it defeats the means defeats the end. Why are you getting money from him? You want to build Torah? What are you doing? you're building Torah. The way you're building Torah, you're burying Torah. The way you build Torah, you're burying Torah. I have a yeshiva. I want to raise children. What is Torah? What is yeshiva? Today's Talmidim. What is Talmidim? Talmidim, we should respect Torah. In order to build a yeshiva, I'll take every bum on the street, there's a little money, and I will pay any kind of a play with him. I will put him in the newspaper. I'm going to put him in questionable. I will advertise in newspapers with GLP aloha. You're not allowed to take the newspaper in your hand. You're not allowed to take the newspaper in your hand. You will give him all kind of coverage. You'll give him all kind of coverage. You're going to bring a picture of him and his wife. You're going to make a moedicha with a dinner chair, my dinner, this and this and this and this. And you're going to see photographs, autographs with the biggest people, which is a chilul Hashem. You see a rabbi, you see a big person lowers himself down. So of course you will justify kvadatayra. But what of those Talmud of me, for whom I'm taking the money? What does he look at it? This man is being respected. His goal is, you see, a child is always looking, who is respected in this world? Yes, it works like this. This Oishir is respected in the world. Ah, the guy's a bum. The guy's a nothing. Never mind if he's a Machalas Shabbos, which is also unfortunately. Okay? So what's happening? He says, listen, if you have money, you give money, you could be a Machalas Shabbos, you could be a bum, you could be a low life. So I'm taking money to build the yeshiva to raise Talmidim, and I'm making it in such a means that the end product would see this is choshev. Yes.
What about low lishma in order to come to lishma?
Okay, that's something else. If you want to make the caliph now that Oisher, it's a different goal. They're not mechavatim because you want money from him.
But I mean, no problem, shouldn't be any problem to take his money.
Yes, but
because he's a Machalas Shabbos, why should I care?
Okay.
If he's going to give tzedakah, he's
going to
give
tzedakah. Okay, here is going to give you a big yisod. Big yisod, which Bechlal, there's a greatest Torah in the world. I have a foundation of it at the Medrash Shmur in Perikovas. The Klal with Shloish Mabod Lishma is only by individual. Mo'oin dan ilmod odom toire mitzvahs. Shloish Lishma, tach Shloish Mabod Lishma. In Rabbim, there's no such a thing. Rabbim, every Rabbim function starts with a Lishma. And we talk Lishma, but Shloish Lishma. He never saw an organization, he never saw any kind of institution established of Shloish Lishma. Because the rabbis are honest. We want to make a yeshiva. We're splitting up from the shul. We're going to make a better shul. We're going to split this. Every machlokes is with a lishma. Every rabbi, every function, every establishment starts with a shul. We matzalid mezakiyin. Every foundation, every motivation, and every origination of any kind of a rabbi, of a rabbi collective doing is a lishma. Is a lishma. Nobody would come up forward with the rabbim shloi lishma, but toch lishma bo shloi lishma. So once you make the organization, you get a bureaucracy, and you have people, and politics comes in, and then you put an organization. Now you need the money, and I have to pay the payroll. Now you need the money by hook and crook. Now we come to shloi lishma, toch lishma bo shloi lishma. So therefore, by rabbim, there's no such a thing. There's no such a thing, because by rabbim, there's another problem. Okay, you say I'm gonna take money with toch shloi lishma bo lishma, but meanwhile, I'm defeating my own purpose. I'm ruining the whole statue, the whole end, which I want to instill the chesivas of Torah, the chesivas of Yerushma, and my Talmidim.
Is it the taking of the money? Is it the taking of the money that we're opposed to?
No.
Or is it just the giving of the cover?
Okay, I'm not talking about taking of the money, because also over there there's also two different shittas, and some people wouldn't take money from a Chalas Shabbos. I never took money for Torah from a Chalas Shabbos. Mochayin Ruf thinks that from a Chalas Shabbos. That's already. I would say, Miller Chesidus. If some people say you're allowed to take money, you have to be Machzor B'Tshuva with their money too. Okay, you have to. In the world of Tshuva, so you become. We're not talking about it. I'm talking the way you take money. How justified how take money?
There was a cover that's attached to it.
Yes. How much cover do you get? That's what I'm saying. How do you do? What condition you're giving the money? And in America, there's no boundaries. Everything has been. The one who has the institution can't be too much blamed anymore, because he's lacking bitachon, but you can't blame him. He has payroll to make, he has a yeshiva, he has a tremendous budget to cover. What should he do? See, what's happening that all of a sudden, I mean, I'm going to give a little example. I, as an individual, which I've watched not to get into an organization that I should be a prisoner in organizational work, I should be able to live my free choice life. So I watch very much. I have organization, but always an organization I couldn't walk away. It's not, I don't care. The minute it passes my principles, I'm not obligated to make an organization. You have to know, what is an organization? It's a shliach tzibur, working for public. Working for public, who was the first public servant in the Jewish nation? Who was the first?
Avraham
Avinu. Avraham Avinu was a yochid. He did it as an individual. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first public. Because Baruch was the first person chosen. I'm going to send you to party, become a messenger for me. But it's Moshe, how about Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction to Hashem? To Hashem.
Find
a better person seven times until Hashem finally yelled at him the seventh time, you are the one and I'm sending you. I have no choice, you have to go. What is the message? Don't appoint yourself as a public servant. Even if Hashem appoints you, still try. I probably deserve somebody better than I. The self appointment is also by being sick a terrible ego trip, because this is negative. I'm sorry, it's negative. That's another Torah the Torah teaches us. Every time, every public appointment we see, the only first one which was eager to be publicly appointed to something was Koyrach in the Torah. He came up with Koyrach, and Koyrach wasn't a simple guy. Koyrach was no less than Moshe Rabbeinu almost. Koyrach Shepikachoyim. That's what's different. But he came to first king to own the first king, Shaul HaNavi. He didn't want that to be slapped out, he had between the barrels. In the wine cellar. They didn't want Shmuel HaNavi comes, didn't want David the Melech, didn't want any one of them, didn't want. Now those who started chasing, they already did the Menashe and Yerov and Benavot, and they already had their end, that they became the Lord. Okay? When are you today a public servant? When can you be a public servant? Probably saying you could only be, only mechuyav to be, that you live a very disciplined life personally, and you have your discipline, you know what, you have your private boundaries, what you mechuyav to, what not to do, and you're not passing over it, never. And you're being appointed by circumstances that you have no way out. You drafted. Then you mechuyav to do. But this is only until you drafted. But the minute they expel you to do something which is against your personal principle, send somebody else. What will happen with Torah? Who am I? I have to worry for Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu promises Torah going to stay. Shlach from Etzi, Shlach Moshe Rabbeinu worry for Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. Shlach with you, Shlach from the other Bekiris, and there's many other people. Why I? I only mechuyav to do as long as Hashem sends me to do, and it's in my parameters of my principle of life. But the minute after transfers, I don't have to do it. Who told you to do it? Now, I'm going to give an example. Chas v'Shalom, I'm not trying to teach you my person, my I'm not nobody. You should take my psak, but I'm going to give my personal feelings. After years after years after years learning in Musa, learning understanding, in to have a little bit of chush, to sheker and to emes, came to a point that I can't go to any election. I can't take a vote. I can't vote because for me a politician is the ugliest person in the world. There's no uglier person in the world than a politician. He's a liar. He's a mal b'nei chaveira. He's a mal b'nei kapt lo shen hara. She'enam chelik lo elam abo. If he's a Jew, he's even worse. How do you build in America? How do you become a politician? Kapt lo shen hara. He's sitting and trying a Watergate, like he's trying to fabricate, to bring up and to spell into spell somebody else's blood in public as much as he can. Mal b'nei chaveira b'rabu. Mitzav shipa b'kiv shenesh. Better to be burned alive than to do it. It comes out the quality for politicians in America. I always say, if you want to become a 100% perfect politician in America, I give you a chosh of sefer. You learn it, you could walk into the White House. If you learn it, item by item, and try to, you walk into, which sefer do you think is it? Nobody thinks of it. Take the Chofetz Chaim. Learn the Chofetz Chaim, do everything the opposite of what he says, you become the best politician. Take every line of the Chofetz Chaim, do the opposite of the Chofetz Chaim says, you walk into becoming the president of the United States. Is it a fact? Do you ever saw an honest politician? Do you ever saw a politician that was who could watch his mouth, the dignity of somebody else? There's no such a thing. And you have the biggest lowlifes, the biggest manipulators, and I'm not going to say they go out and the campus and they will go up, stick up, and not talking of the politicians, which I think the media is always attacking the gay rights and abortion rights and all the things which mamash, they advocate the gilaroyos with Ritzicha. people who on record, the four abortions, legalizing abortion, people on the record for the giving rights to be public school teachers, homosexuals, all kind of things. Okay. So when I saw this corrupted dumb which we're living in, how could I vote? To whom should I vote? No, I don't care whom I'm going to vote. What's going to be your community? The bunch of this community. It's not my community. And I finished. I stopped voting for local, for public, for national part. I've stopped voting. I can't cast a vote to a person who is a nothing. How could I vote for you when you are nothing? You're stepping on every principle of Torah. That's all. That's that. I can't, even I want. And I mean, I get hurt. The bunch don't want me to hurt. What should I do? There's no such a thing. There's no, the means justifies, the end justifies the means. There's no such a thing. I can't put a vote, you're going to become a councilman, you're going to become a senator, become a congressman, that you on record are this and this and this. Well, I think I can't. Now, you can tell me, because I have an institution, and I need a favor of this guy, I'm going to go up to Albany, I'm going up to Washington, and I'm going to make dinners, and I'm going to bring him down to my dinner, and I'm going to take a shake hand with him, and I'm going to give him COVID, I'm going to sit open on, and I'm going to publish publications, and you're going to see a certain senator, a certain congressman with a picture with a rabbi, with a picture with a this and this and this. My blood boils. Because when I try to instill this simplicity of Eloch Yid in my child, don't get influenced by the world, don't get into the whole world to make now that's a whole world of dumb and be Eloch. And all of a sudden says, what are you talking about? Look, the rabbi says, A big Kiddush Hashem. The Rebbe shakes and laughs at him. Or this is Chorosh Yeshiva, this is Yeshiva. My blood and poison. That's exactly what the Chorosh Yeshiva says. We have no right for that. We're not Kiddush Bochus Hapitrapsim, we're not Kiddush Bochus Shlichim. We are his Hapitrapsim Shlichim in my parameters, in my limitation. I know. Whatever I have to do, that's what I have to do. And that ruins Yiddishkeit in America. It's the same thing in Israel. The whole politics system, it ruins totally Yiddishkeit. We have no business to be allowed. Now, for me, it's easy to talk. It's not on my shoulder. Claudius is not on my shoulder. But why is it not on my shoulder? Because I can't do the job. But who sent you? Who sent you? Who told you to make an institution? Who sent you? Hashem sent you? What? That you should trade off? That you should try that in order to make the institution, you have to do this and this and this? I don't know. And that's exactly what I always say. A very beautiful moshul. I think that's the moshul which is the rightest moshul, but this is the moshul that I tell to myself. Why did Hashem made that Torah should be so depending on people, money, fundraising, all kind of things? The mother of a daimer, you know, I just bring in examples today, almost there's no examples anymore like that, but it used to be, but take 50 years ago, 100 years ago, the British king and queen, they loved on the nation, they loved the king, right? They loved the queen. Now, where is the palace, from what budget is the palace financed? From the government money. From the government money. So, the people came, and they said, it's not fair that from the same coupa, from the same fund, government tax money, which are garbage collectors in the military and in medicine, the hospitals, also there should be, from their same pipeline, there should also be a budget for our beloved king and queen. We want to support our king ourselves. We want to have a direct connection to ourselves. No, it's very nice. The citizens want to support their king, loving king. So it says, okay, they cut it out from the budget of taxes, and everyone on his own. So they pay tax whatever they have to pay, and they started showering the king with their own personal money without any. Everyone showered it. There's nothing to do with how much you have to pay, how much you earn, how much you love, and everything was sent and personalized. Okay, my dear king, here's $100,000, $10,000, whatever it is. And with that, they had a connection directly to the king. And the way to express their love to the king. Okay, as time went by, all of a sudden the money swindles down, and they start starving, So they can't change the rule anymore. It's not the honor of the king that they should be getting from the same fund that the garbage collector is getting it, and the fire fire department gets it. So they started to remind the people on newspapers, they said, don't forget about your king, send you your contribution, and it didn't go. Then there became shnoris for the king. You start getting percentage, and finally it doesn't go. It says, we're going to make a dinner, follow meeting in this neighborhood, and the king is going to come himself, and also going to give above $1,000 plate. We're going to be photographing the king, and the king is going to leave. Now comes a little schlepper, a garbage collector, has money, and he gives advice, and takes the king, takes him around, they buddy, and then he takes pictures, being all the newspaper. He was the biggest donor for the king's, So what's happening here? All of a sudden, the whole reason why the whole system was set up in order to honor the king, and everyone should have the opportunity to show, to express his dedication and love to his king, the respect to the king. That's how this happens. He's being embarrassed, he's being abused, and he's being put to shame. That nobody would want to be a king. That's, you know, she has to probably, that's exactly what happened. Because Baruch is mefanes the whole world. Whole world. Everyone gets his money, the garbage collectors and the fire department and the police department and the correction officers. Everything comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu supplying the whole world. And he's also supplying his Torah. Also supplying. So we say, but the Yiddish is not getting, we want to build Torah. It's not the cover of the Torah. To build Torah and to build Yiddishkeit should come from Kodesh Baruch Hu, like he feeds everyone. So we say, Hashem, like, we would love to build your Torah. We want to give it to you. So Hashem says, okay, I'm cutting it out from my budget, and you give it back to me. So I'm giving Torah back to you, and you supply it. And that's what we did. It was a great privilege to build Torah, to give money for Torah, to build Yiddishkeit, to build the Besamim. Also, the Mishkan's hand. So I gave you gold, I gave you business, I gave you everything. Now give me your earrings, give me things to build a Mishkan, to build this and to build that. Everyone is hard, is misnada. You should bring. How does the Torah Hashem says? Hashem says, "Yit me l'trima." So Hashem doesn't say, "Give me trima." He says, "Yikol." You should take trima. You should take the privilege that you are allowed to give. We are takers by giving, not givers by giving. So when it comes to express to build a Mishkan Hashem, so don't say, "Yitznu li trima." Should give it to him. Says, "Yikhu li trima." When you give, you take it. For us, it's a privilege to give, and there's a condition. For whom am I allowing to give? The Kodesh Hashid Vani Libo is hard one to give generosity. If it's hard, Tikhu Estrimus, you're allowed to take the trimmer. But if it doesn't, you just have to pump it out and push it out. And imagine we have to build a Mishkan, a Besamidz of Hashem, we have to make dinners for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to make him in photographs, and we have to make all take any kind of a bump. The one who burns the Besamidz daily, is Mechalel Hashem daily, you will have to make. That's exactly what's happened to the land. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the permission to build Torah, to build the Besamidz for our privilege. We should be able to express our devotion, dedication, love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Lev Balelu, we forgot about it. We forgot about it. And what's happening now? The building of Beis HaMikdash, both the Medrashim, Yeshivas, and everything, the building, at the greatest disgrace, at the greatest Chilul Hashem. Yeah, we justify it. All the justification is nonsense in the Torah. That doesn't make sense. Nobody has his business to be involved, to be a messenger of doing shtick and of doing things. So what's happening? You're taking out guys. Little guys who could hardly perform as Yidden themselves, to themselves. They could hardly perform Yidden to the family. They could, in Midas wise, in Talmud Chochem wise, in sensitivity wise, and you make them builders, and you send them around all around the countries, and this is in any group. And just for the justification of the Mekarov, the Bilishi will do this, and any system is accepted. By hook and crook and crook. Bingo games and politicians, and if and there can't be one guy more one guy than in a town, because the two guys, even they come from the same group, they fight. It's mine and yours, it's mine and yours. So they stay with it just like sailors, like Avon, like you know, everyone has a territory. You work in Yiddishkeit, but there's already two guys, they can't get along, they can't be two standards and one doesn't manage anymore. And but he will represent the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he will represent Torah, he will build yeshivas, he will be Mekad Hashem Shema B'Shas, he can't get along with his second fellow Jew from his own cheder, from his own body. That's a fundamental mistake. It wasn't a mistake done by plan. It's unfortunately that's the galus element in us which develops the problem, cultivates a problem. So it's a very difficult job. And that's exactly what Chavisa says. That we start respecting those people and we're corrupting the whole system. And the most of we are corrupting is our own children. We give a total false cover to the Yiddishkeit. We give a whole false approach to the Yiddishkeit.
Don't we have to make a distinction though, between the getting of the geld in order to support the proper things and the getting or the giving of the kavod. That's the problem over here, right? To take the money from somebody.
I'm not going to speak about this topic about taking the money. This already is a matter of toluba machlokes, and it's justified to take the money. I personally would not take the money. I would never get him out something which the money depends on getting money from those sources. But those who take money, they have justifications. Could be justified. Do they sound special? Yes. I mean, everything we just said is not against taking the money. The way you take
it.
But first thing is, who is authorized to take the money to begin with? The one is authorized to his personal life and knows what he's doing. You're not going to send out. Imagine I have to send to the king. Meshulach, you know, let me tell you, Rebbe used to be a minag, used to get some chassidim mamodas, you know, mamodas. Rebbe's in the old days, the Rebbe used a lot of chassidim, how is the Rebbe living, huh? So the chassidim used to give monthly mamodas. Monthly, they used to, like, $30, $50, $100. People used to put together monthly, the chassidim used to give monthly money for the Rebbe's budget, house budget. Collecting my mother's money, and that's a big privilege. Every chassid had a privilege just feeding his rabbi, feeding the rabbi in the rabbi's family. The rabbi should be able to serve Hashem, to do whatever he has to do. Where does the rabbi get money? If the rabbi has to be depending on handouts, he's going to get corrupt. Of course, the rabbis take money, but they don't use the money for the personal use. They take the money, they build institution, give me tzedakah, all those things. The personal use, they never took from Kvitlach. They never took money which people gave them, because then they're becoming corrupt, no matter what. So what they used to get? He used to get salary. So I get the salary, get it from my mothers. He used to put together from the chassidim. Who used to be the representative to collect the mothers? Always the top chassidim. It was one of the greatest privileges of a chassid. When he was appointed by the committee, you are collecting in this neighborhood, you're collecting this city. And every city in every area used to be a representative of this rabbi, but he used to collect the mamodas. It used to be the top of the line. Top chassidim of the line. Because this would be a tremendous. Take a schlepper, a bum, and nothing, and he should become the collector for the rabbi's mamodas. It would be a big zilzala comment for the rabbi. It's like the same thing. When we are collecting money for yeshivas, for building Yiddishkeit, we are collecting mamodas for Kodesh Baruch Hu. We are collecting money for the budget of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's children, Kodesh Baruch Hu's household, to build this Torah. The one who's doing it has to be in the top of the line, and the one who's being appointed has to say, not me, who am I? He has to be playing with fire, because you may think that I would give you news. Thousands of these askonim who build institutions do for Yiddishkeit. They think there's a special table, head table set for them in Gan Eden. I'm afraid, I don't know where they're going to end up. Because who sent you there? You appointed yourself. You appointed, you're a schlepper. Who are you? You made more harm than good. Because you totally falsified the whole concept of Yiddishkeit. You got a whole total different picture of Yiddishkeit. You made a kindergarten of Yiddishkeit. You made a play of Yiddishkeit. You made almost like any other group with a different flavor, with a different cover. Look, there's all kind of cats, all kind of groups, all kind of religions. And there's also Jewish religion. You think a nicer play. You think it'd be a more beautiful play. Because you can't take a guy who hardly knows what to do with himself. He's hardly Balmidas himself. He's hardly sensitive himself. And he can't get along with two people, three people, he's becoming a Ashkenazi. I say, oh, that's the first thing. A person can't get along with his fellow Jew. You have no business being in this business to begin with. You still need training. You have to go eat training yourself. I'm talking very down to earth. I'm not taking positions here. I'm just simply, I will not let my child represent me, my family things. If he can't get along with his brother, if he misbehaves himself, will I let him out to the street to represent me, to sell me to? It's very simple, it's very open. You see, we have to separate ourselves from the world. Don't take for granted what in the Torah world is being done. That's Torah. It's nothing to do with Torah. Torah is now. This is Torah. This is Torah. Why? I mean, not saying go out and try to torpedo it. And to talk it. No, you can't. It's a system, unfortunately. But yes, as in the single man, individual man, evaluating from the Torah perspective exactly what's happening, and as an individual, we have to be honest. We can't deviate from honesty. We can't deviate from emes. This is emes. This is for the Torah. This is what's the only justification? But what will be with Torah? You can't mask it Torah. We'll be learning Shara B'Tochen. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. I have to worry for him. I have to worry for Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. And so what I'm using, even they would have done a good job and have a certain kashas, have a right to ask kashas, but they're not doing a good job with what's happening. You're building a Torah, you're building a Yiddish cut, which is, unfortunately, it's not original, it's not authentic. Because from Koech HaPoel B'Nifl is a very great principle. Whatever you put in, that's what you get out. When you put in wheat, you're getting wheat. So you put in barley, you're getting out barley. If you're building Torah with this type of system as you're putting out, that's kind of a Torah what you're getting out. And your children are going to be much worse than you are. What should be done? I don't know. Let Hashem worry. First, build yourself. You'll be a 100% of Pitzayda. If you're 100% of Pitzayda, and if Hashem sends you out that you have to do for Yiddishkeit, you have to be Marbis Torah, yes, do it. Unless you don't have to transgress one principle. The minute you have to transgress one principle, you're finished. And that's here I'm coming, this is totally my personal viewpoint, and no way it's obligating you at all. My experience showed, and I looked at it on the microscope for many, many years, that anything which is done with a group, you can't stick up to the principle of honesty. You can't, because groups are corrupted. Groups are corrupted. And this I have smach and gemoras and everything. Torah is not a matter of grouping. Torah is a matter of yochid, echo Torah Avram. The minute that we're going to do something, the minute that we have been formulated, the rabbi has been formulated, the group has been formulated, that group has to protect already the flag of the group. And we have to know, every group has been made for one individual. And not the individual should be a sacrifice, should be a korban for the group. In any time, an individual, any group, any organization, no matter how good they're doing, no matter how much Torah they build, but when you see the individual is being robbed, being kind of grounded up, and is being totally ignored because of the honor of the group and of the accomplishment of the group, it's negatory. That's communism. That's communism. Or any kind of group. That the group is all above everything. The name, the flag is above everything. Nothing is above everything. Above everything is the Jew, the individual Jew. Meral says, Shloshek Sorina. There's two crowns. Crowns means the flags. Keser Torah, Keser Kuhuna, Keser Malchus. That's all. There's no other Keser. When we have groups now, Keser Torah with Keser this, with Keser that, with Keser names, with Keser all kind of groups which they call themselves any kind of thing, and the group is dedicated to build that group, and the individual is being totally ignored, his personal growth because of the benefits of the group, this is against the spirit of Torah. Against the spirit of Torah. And unfortunately, it's being done, it's not done by plans. It's the group is making it himself. It's self-cultivating. It's getting carried away, and then you're stuck because you can't dismantle it. Like you're building the mountain, then comes the mountain and kills you. The group is becoming a monster, and this is an autonomy over everything and everything. So once I spoke like that by somebody, and I'm not going to mention any names in any group, particular group name. Or that somebody says, and what's happening then? Oh, every group is fighting with other groups. No groups could get along because, of course, obviously, who is building the groups? Not the rabbis, not the Rosh Hashivas, not the great people. See, if the head of the group would be always the individual, and there would be a 100% full of control, and every appointee would be by them, and he has the hands in every little pie, and everything is controlled, like a father is babysitting children, with the children grouping between themselves and fighting at least. At least there's a chance somebody's watching it. But no way, the rabbis can't. The oldest people who work in every department, they don't get 100% instructions. Yet they claim, they ask what they want to ask, and interpret the answer the way they want to interpret the answers. But they have no 100% control. If none of them would sign a check, nobody had any kind of decision, everything would come from one individual, that's not a group, then it's an individual. And then there's a problem with the other group, and the other group is also headed by one individual. So there's a conjunction, there's a certain machloikas. So the individuals speak, but there's hundreds of spokesmen in every groups. So I have a mug. So obviously groups must fight. So somebody says, but that's the way Torah is being built. So I told him, you know what? I may agree with you. If I would see peace, harmony, at least in every individual group. But then you look, the only peace is long to fight with somebody else. But take the group themselves and put them on the microscope. The justice this person, the justice of Nasset, and justice hatred. Just with somebody else. But you don't see it, it's inside, you keep it at home. Leave them alone with groups. And what's happening? The simple guy, they're not knowing so much, the one who's been developed by the groups, he doesn't know anything. and the group becomes his Rebbe, the group becomes his teacher, the group becomes his Yiddishka, the group becomes everything in the group. And everyone is only going to read this newspaper, he's only going to read this thing, he's only going to defend this thing. And he's automatically he's ignoring everyone else. If he's already a fine Edel fellow, he wouldn't talk to somebody else. But this is not my valise, you know, this is not my style. And Yiddishka becomes narrowed and narrowed and narrowed. Yiddishka is broad. Torah is broad. You learn everything. If anyone would only say, I'm not learning Chassidus because it's Chassidus, stupidity. Chassidus is a part of Torah. Somebody says, I'm not going to have a Nefesh Chaim Degon. Stupidity. You don't know what he's talking about. One is complimenting the other. So what's happening now? One guy would say, I'm afraid to touch Chassidus. Shugana, what do I touch Chassidus? The other, can you be a Yid? And the Chassidus would say, I will not learn Nefesh, I will not learn this and this. You don't know what you're talking about it either. So that's what's happening. So we're building a retarded Yiddishkeit. The Yiddishkeit, you don't know what they're talking about. You take that individual, you put him in a box, you see him only one way, and it's propaganda. Everyone has his loose, everyone has propaganda, everyone is talking about the others. And everything is for Torah. And where is the Torah? Where is the individual? Made this guy totally opposite Torah. He thinks he's Torah. Torah is broad. The whole group is made for one person, for one individual. And if it contradicts that individual, that individual is being ground up, it becomes like, used to call it in the First World War, the Kanonen flash, the Sapto Tachim. Totally against Torah. Totally against it. Because you have to know, one individual, the greatest organization, if one individual has to get sick, the Rebbe, with all the lieutenants, with the entire guy, has to be Mechal Shabbos and Oyver HaKol HaTorah Kula to try to save this one little guy's life. That actually gives you the spirit, what it means. Organization makes the individual, it's not the individual should dedicate himself to organization. It's exactly the corruption of the system. Now, the child is being raised in this organization, in this Torah. He thinks this is Torah. You could be the biggest bomb, but as long as you're going to do this and this, you're going to activate, you're going to build yeshivas, you're going to do this, you're going to take money, you're going to make money, you're going to give money, then you made it. Lahavli Talar is the same thing. Get on television, get a newspaper, it doesn't matter what means. Bottom line, where does it lead? Now, this is only viewpoints taken, not from politics, Chas v'Shalom. We're talking simple. I started off as an individual, that I have already problems, that I can't vote for anyone. Anyone I can't vote unless I know that he's going to be Maruf HaShemayim. Or I can shake hands with a politician as an individual. It's totally against all the principles of Yiddishkeit that we are learning. So just because when you see the organization doing it, where are we getting? Where is Kol Shemayim is being traded, being totally traded off? As I said, it's only one man's opinion.
Thank you. Person who begins a yeshiva, or you know, you say let somebody else do it. But if everyone says let someone else do it, when does it come to that person who does it? Well, you understand?
Listen, Hashem has his ways how he filters down his messages and his orders. You know, there's a thing in English: you get a hot potato in your hand, you don't know whose hand to drop. Every public affair, every public thing which you do, you know, every time when I'm involved in many public things. So how do I wait to do it or not to do it? It's three things always in consideration. Number one, the problem. There's a problem. There's a person who needs help. Number two, the solution. That you happen to have the solution. And number three, there's a solution. Not that you happen to have. Number one, there's a problem. Number two, there's a solution. Number three, that you have the solution. Now all of a sudden you come to me with a problem. There's a problem. Yeah, he comes to me with a problem. I'm going to give an example. There's a yeshiva in Yerucham, in the Negev, which is falling apart. There's fathers are Jews. They have no father. Nobody. It's a baby. It doesn't belong to nobody. Somebody has to adopt the baby to make sure that this function should go on. Nobody. It doesn't belong to nobody. It doesn't belong to no organization. So therefore, it's falling. It developed, and it's falling apart. It's parentless. There's no parents. Okay? Okay. So you presented the problem. They come to me. Have a problem. Now there's a solution. The solution is to go out to campus to raise money, and suppose you have the money. They need, in order to save the solution, shouldn't put up. They need $100,000, and somehow you're capable of managing to put together $100,000. So you see, Hashem bought you the problem. But I was there. I was never there. Bought me a problem. Bought me the solution. $100,000 could be obtained. It could be obtained. They need a structure. It could be obtained. Now. could I do it? So I'm looking with whom I'm going to the table. I'm looking for, that's the third thing. Who is on top of the whole thing? And I see on top of the whole thing some people they shouldn't be in business, shouldn't be in chinuch. I'm potter.
Who is on top? Who is responsible?
In other words, just like if the problem doesn't come to me, I'm potter, right? If the problem comes to me and I have no means to solution, I'm also potter. Suppose I have both. Hashem said, I want something for me. The next thing is, who is going to the table? Who's going to the table? Mm-hmm. So, see, the right people are at the top of it, and I'm convinced of it. I'm a chuyav to do. It's a mechuyav to just look so a person falling down in front of yours. You could lift them up, you're mechuyav to lift them up. If it's 100 people, one person, 1,000 people, it's the same thing. Then you're mechuyav. Suppose the people in top of it is not a people whom you could trust. I'm going to give an example. When we opened the yeshiva here, I opened it, and the yeshiva also make months I opened them up. Okay, so the whole. So when the Shila came and says, I told him, listen, if you want me to be responsible to keep Or Sameach, I will. But I have one principle. Any appointee, any Rosh Hashiva which comes into this yeshiva, and anyone who speaks into the Bokhara, has to be a guy like I would give my child to. A guy who I trust you, my child. If not, I have nothing to do with it. So what do you mean? What do you mean? It was an issue that's involved. It was involved other Rosh Hashivas, other people who they wanted to keep. And I said, I'm not. So, would you give your child to him? No. If you don't give your child to him, you have no right to appoint him. But he's good for Balat Yud. Never mind. It's none of your business. If you want to work with about you, your father, the way it's your child. You take care of him as your child. If for your child, this Rosh Hashiva is not good, you don't appoint him to Balat Yud. The fact he could dance and he could go to the campuses and he could shrink, doesn't matter. I don't care. I'm not Kodesh Baruch Hu's representative. I'm only representative when he sends to me something which I can't get out, as Moshe Rabbeinu. So if I'm responsible for building a yeshiva or something like that, you have to be a yeshiva 100%. It has to be fair. It has to be like a tchila. Every person you put in. Okay, we have the fresh lamed zoil. The bottom. Mipnei. Mitnei sheschole ame oret daf on the top of reish lamas ches. Mitnei bechol sheschole ame oret the foolish amratzim mechabdim bebale amoman besibes hakovet. The mechabed bale amoman, the mechabed people who have money. The mechaber with all kind of covet. Hoisif lem aboy le sichlis, so Kodesh Baruch Hu added to them stupidity more besibas bekushoisam. Even more that they should search money. Since money brings honor, since money brings covet, so since the amratzim, as the Sivir Chavis says, who is mechaber the people because they have money? Amratzim. A real Talmud Chochem is not mechaber the amoret. Even if he needs his money. So automatically, money, the gravitation for money, to make money, is because they don't have to covet. Hoisif lem aboy le sichlus besibes bakushoisim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu adds to them stupidity. But naflu, they fall in, bishtadlus gdoila, in great effort, the gear rabba, in great struggle, calling him all their life of making money. Vinichu and the leaving behind Mashachoyovim mishtadl boy, which they really are required to be mishtadl in. In Meir Eilov, and they have to really emphasize and focus the life on this Mahashlim to complete. Choyves Haboyra Asher Aleyem. Everything which Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Choyves which Kodesh Baruch Hu have on them. Elohoides Al Tavosim Etzlam. To be thankful on the Toyves which they possess from Kodesh Baruch Hu. ויתיינו בקושוסם יויסה קרוי וסלה מדרך זה בלי סופק. In this way, see, since every person has a certain capacity of ishtalus, has a certain capacity of focus, every person has a certain capacity of attention, of pursuance. When you utilize this capacity of pursuance in ishtalus, you utilize them to money, you leave behind the pursuance of you doing Chovis Hashem. You can't have focus. You can't focus your life in two directions. You don't want tachlis, you know what you want, then you're neglecting what Hashem wants you to give. And that's what he says, V'tiyana v'kosho esam, Yosef k'ra v'saleh, v'derech hazeh v'li sofek. They're going to more look what they want. Every time they speak to Hashem, they're always going to speak to Hashem and Gashmias more to themselves as further. Moshe Omer Kosar, the Apostle says, Oirich yomim v'imina. To live long is in the right. V'smoilo, on the left side, is Oish v'chovet, is respect and covet. Omer says, Oish v'chovet v'fanecha, Oish v'chovet longs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So instead of coming and asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, Oish v'chovet, they're going to put in their emphasis. Yes, Shemotzi Bechlal Mavak Shemomen. You're also going to be fine between the people who look for money. Mishigim Emeni Al Tachlis Tavosai is going to come and accomplish the maximum of his time of money with the Chassidus Shazachan, with all kinds of shtalos. Emeni Mishigil with the Chayrusha. Some people who reach through their own work, some people who reach, they're going to get money with the Chayrusha, inheritance. But then we'll say, the Yachshav Kassidus Chibilo is a person all of a sudden inherits money or wins a lottery, he says, the sieve is, the Kodesh Baruch Hu required me to have it. The little hammer says, wouldn't be this thing, Lord Magiero, but a person wins a lottery. He thinks, the lottery, it happens, a statistic, he happened to be lucky, not Hashem gave it to him. Or because somebody's father dies and leaves him a big heritage. Mishabeach HaSibah is praising the sieve, the cause, Mivalei Dam Sabav, but not the one who's affecting the cause, not the Kodesh Baruch Hu's behind it. To what is he compared? A person who is in the desert, becomes very thirsty. He finds water which is not that good, sweet, not good water, but bar echad in a pit. And he was very happy because he found water, and he drank of it. And he went a little bit further. So he drank not good water. Motzah Maya, he found a well, Novea Maya Mesukim. Really, a fountain of good, sweet water. But Doag al Mashikodam is Toysa Maya Mashoyim Revoice Mem. And he feels sorry why before he drank from the bad water and filled himself up. At a time he could have had nice, good water. Chen so is Balamoma, and the man who has money, Shigiel, got money to a certain occasion. If that occasion wouldn't have bought him the money, he would have received the other way, Kashek Damnu. Like we said, would have come direct from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe Shem, like the Post says, Ki Ein L'Shem Matzor. There's no holding back a Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Shia that you should help a man bravo not with a lot of it, a little. Kodesh Baruch Hu all himself. In other words, when a person is happy that he gets a welfare check, a person is happy that somebody made a mistake in his business and he sent him an extra big check, filled him up his bank account. So he got filled what he needs, but he found bad water. And if he doesn't know, if he wouldn't have taken it that way, which is not 100% clear and pure, Hashem would have given him the same money in the right way. In other words, if money comes my way, the money has to come my way. But if I'm choosing to take the money in a dirty way, I'm getting dirty money. If I would have elected not to take the money in a dirty way, I would have got the money in a clean way, I would have got a beautiful Hashem, would have given on his own way. In other words, the Chavisul tries to say, if we are absolute bitoch, we know that Hashem is the farmness and not the circumstances. So if any time a circumstance brings us money in our way, which is not as pure and clear and respectful, which we like, don't be afraid to refuse to take it. If you have a little bit of them. Because this is the one of Shach. Hashem gives me money because it's coming to me, because this is the money which pays off as an excess to me. Hashem will give it in a clean way. If you remember what I told you for my grandfather, and he was off his business, Erev Shabbos, Esme Chatzos. And he says, if Hashem only gives him business, Shabbos, Esme Chatzos, let you keep him. What does it mean, let you keep him? The one thing that is, that a man who lives a certain style in Yiddishkeit, he has the right to dictate Hashem. If you want to give me panosa, give it my terms. I'm makved. I don't work Shabbos after Chatzos. Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, I'm already Shabbos dig. I leave my business. What?
Even though it's mutter.
Even it's mutter, but this is the roi, the Shulchan Aruch says Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. It's roi that you should be, you know, that's the appropriate thing it should be. So since in his minat was that the Erev Shabbos was Erev Shabbos, and Hashem all of a sudden sends him business, he's allowed to say, the Chivah Shtalos is not now. It's Beshet to me to give me that money. Now, what's happened? He canceled. He made a business. He canceled a business, and he never got his business back. How should you feel? He feels he didn't lost anything.
He lost the money anyway.
Maybe
they didn't
lose because if he would have made it every Shabbat after Chatzos, he would have failed this test. He would have transgressed on his own commitment, not to work. And he would have made the money, and he would have lost the whole money. It would be even worse. What is also Poropia, the one who is Batech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Panosa, the one who is relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she's Akumen HaTerif Yomin HaYomin. Hear exactly what you just said now. What is also appropriate in the feeling in a person who is totally relying on Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Panosa. That she's Akumen HaTerif, if the Panosa will be held back Yom HaDeh Min HaYomin, one of the days, if the Panosa doesn't come in, Shemir believe I should say this out. Kikasha Tziyan El Oilem Azer, because Baruch brought me out to this world, this money during this given time. I was born exactly in this minute, in this second, in this place, not a minute before, not a minute after. The same one who brought me out to this world when I was born, and exactly when I was fully ripe after 9 months of pregnancy, and it was the right mamash nisim happened. Who Shema Akev, the same one, is holding back from me, Tarpi, my Panosa, Leesed in this given time, the Yom in this given day. Ledatoi, according to his knowledge, Mashu Tovim, which as he knows what is good for him, what is not good for him. We can't solve, so should the man say, Kashi Evoi Tarpoi Mitzumtsam. If the Panosa will come, what exactly? Lemit Yoiser. It's going to be exactly figured out, not a penny more, El Mazoyne Muma. He will get not a penny more than he needs. Loyle Lachshav El Iba V'loyme, also he should think in his heart and say, Asher Heichen Le Mazoyne V'shdei Imi, the one who prepared my food in the breast of my mother, B'tchilas Yinyan, right in my beginning of my infancy, Kefi Tzorki, and he prepared the milk in my mother's breast exactly according to my needs, the die calculus, according exactly the measurement, how much is needed yom yom every day. Arashen hemir oisa libe toibimeri. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu exchanged that food, the milk, something which is better. Lohizikli, and it was not damaging bevoyoy when it came with tzimtzum umay. You see, when the child, the infant, gets his milk from his mother's breast, exactly measured according to the capacity of the taking of the child. The nipple, the whole of the nipple opens up according to the age of the child, going to the sucking and going to the need, and the child needs more, there's more milk, and it's wider, the milk comes more out, and the child needs a little, there's a lesser milk, and everything is measured out exactly. And nothing, Kayla Yazik Lee, so will not damage me now, boy, I tell you, and this panosa comes, I had to go see Ella, which could walk had not brought me into this panosa, until now. But symptom, which is only very accurate if you talk exactly according to it, atachlis yomai, until miyuma, it has not changed at all. In other words, we always have to look ourselves, the way Hashem takes care of us and provides us with panosa, with housing, with shelter, with dressing, with everything, the way he gives us, is exactly ausgerechnet, calculated, and figured out exactly as we were infants on the mother's arm. And exactly everything is figured out.
Sometimes Hashem gives exactly what he needs, sometimes he gives a lot more. If you know if it's exactly from Hashem, it's a lot more, it's something else.
It's also for Hashem to test you, and then he should lose the bitachon. But then you get carried away. And sometimes there's a lot more, it's not more at all. Whatever there is more, you have to give away. I mean, to keep
it. How does Mamash Tim Sum exactly, you need, to cover the mortgage and it comes in? So you know that's from Hashem because it's Mitzamsim exactly?
It says opposite. That you could see the Kodesh Baruch is exactly giving with Tzimtzum, and to see a Kodesh Baruch in it. Just like the child gets everything with Tzimtzum, exactly what is needed. The child doesn't put away milk, he doesn't put away food, doesn't steal from the when you give a child the food on your table, on your breakfast table, you ever see a child taking like a little vegetable, like a little bread, hiding it maybe in the lunchtime, you wouldn't give it to me, or supper time, you wouldn't give it to me. That's what we are doing. I mean, Panosa comes in and we take away, put away here, put away for a rainy day. How would you like a child puts away a piece of bread from your table for a rainy day? How would you like it? Look at it sick. So you have to worry for a rainy day, you're sitting at my table. You're sitting at Kodesh Baruch's table.
Doesn't the Gemara say that dividing in three ways?
That's something else. That's something else. When you have assets, when you have assets which you don't depart from it, how should you invest the money? So what is it to the TV? I'm not saying after you made a decision to put away. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't put away money. It could be that one who is not in the level of bitochen, where he should be, and one who hasn't got the right to give the money, isn't what to be acquired. Because tzedakah, Chazal says, you shouldn't give more than 20%. And tzedakah means for a poor man. Tzedakah means the whole Gemara, shouldn't give more than 20%. Is only to give poor men, a scholar, poor man. Okay. That's the obligation. But when it comes to Bil Torah, it comes to be Yid Machzor B'Tshuva, it comes to make the foshes. Beside the point, even for the poor man, says the Balatanya, today's time, you can't budget. Tzedakah is medicine. Tzedakah is only time when you could, when the Gemara speaks to you, the non give more than 20%, and you give him tzedakah. You give him tzedakah for the sake of tzedakah. But in this time when we need so much mercy, we have so much chatoim, so much sins, and tzedakah, chatoscho b'tzedakah proik, you should redeem your sins with tzedakah. So for us, tzedakah is medicine. Tzedakah of tatsim umoves. Kolomoves b'chaloneiru. The debt is up, creeping up in our windows. Every time you take a car, you shoot down the highway. And it's so, I just read, was an accident. There was a father, a 37-year-old father with 8 children, passed away. Down, coming down from Yerushalayim, a motzai, and just came an Arab across, and he fell asleep by the wheel, and just came all side the road and had a collision. And 5 people have been injured, and the father of had died. I say, today, every time when you take the car, you go up on the road, you have to take out the life insurance. More than going on a flight, going more on a plane, have more chance for someone to get damaged than going on a flight. You have every little lunatic driving down the roads. Drug addicts, youngsters, drunks, bums, not responsible. Life is worthless by them. Mm-hmm. So what's happening if you are in a society where a person's life is worth nothing to him, is a race car, it doesn't mean anything, so it means your life is just as cheap. So you're totally up at the mercy of this drug addicts, of the, whoever they are. What is our schusel? And don't you drive? Every time you go on the road, you're in danger. So one of the things, tzedakah tatsal mumoves. Tzedakah is matzal mumoves. So it's insurance policy or more than insurance policy. It's vechatoscho, but tzedakah proik, you redeem your chatoim with tzedakah. You need schusel just to remain alive, not to fall in the hand of this punk over there. Which his life is worthless, totally worthless. Now, when you live in such a time, when that debt comes up in our window, and you have bombs, and you have murderers, and you have unos, all kind of things, especially if you live in New York City, where you're not secure even in your home, so they say, okay, 10%, 20%, of course you have to give everything. It's like medicine. In medicine, there's no ration, there's no budgeting in medicine. That's what the Palatine says. Tzedakah means you give tzedakah for the sake of tzedakah, but you simply need it here, as insurance policy. That's number one. Number two, into the Chofetz Chaim brings it down a lot, but this is a reason, the Ritva. The Ritva says that, or Rashba, that when you come to buy Torah, you support Torah, it's not tzedakah, it's a kinyan, it's a purchasing, it's acquisition. And there's no 20% and there's no 30%. Now, when you have to build a Talmud Torah for your child, you have to give away all your money for that. And if to give other people money, and the same thing, and to save people's lives, to be able to be Machzor B'Tshuva, if you could be Machzor B'Tshuva in today's time, which money could convert it into Machzor B'Tshuva, there's no such a thing as ration as putting away. But, so therefore what I'm saying, who is not capable of, I'm not saying that we are in such a high level of bitochen that you could literally take the paycheck and take out and take everything away, and then you're going to worry about tomorrow's mortgage, maybe going to make tomorrow money. Do not in this level, because then you're getting nervous. And we know that you can't, wherever you're nervous, you're not allowed to be, you have to be a mishtabel. So a part of putting away the money for next month to pay your mortgage check is a part of the chiv of mishtabel. We're not in that medeg of mitochen. But at least, in order to do it, you have to know, but the more you understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu is providing you, you're not worried. I'm not talking that much on the way that go out and give away the money. But even you're not giving away the money, you're putting away the money, but the worry should be that you should almost know Hashem is with you. You should be peaceful with yourself on a daily basis, you know what you need, Hashem is going to provide. And if you have today what to eat, the Gemara says, anyone has bread today to eat. And he says, what will I eat tomorrow is Mekat Namona. What will I eat tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Now, you could say, the reason why I'm putting away money for tomorrow is not because what will I eat tomorrow. I know I'm going to eat tomorrow. I have to put away now the money for tomorrow in order what to eat today. I should be able to eat, I shouldn't get ulcers today. Because unfortunately, I'm not a Val B'tochen. The purpose of putting away is not for tomorrow, it's for today. You sleep better if you know there's money under the cushion. Because unfortunately, I'm lacking B'tochen. So I have to put away for today the money for tomorrow. But tomorrow's day, how many people put away the money for tomorrow? They never see the tomorrow, either they die, either the money fell away, was taken away. And then the tomorrow may never come. You know the famous story, I always say that. Nebuchadnezzar came out. There's a Michigan poet. He loved his horses. I was a horse lover. So somebody told him that the Jews have the capacity to teach a horse to talk. Imagine you're going to have a company, so he's going to talk. He just has to force it. It's a secret. It's a Jewish secret. He doesn't do it only between himself. So Bilam spoke this to his donkey. He says, you're going to force them. So the poet called in the Kehila. He says, I don't care, I don't want no excuses. If you are not going to teach Moses this week, I'm going to be a Girish. I'm going to expel all the Jews. And the Jews, Nebuchadnezzar came on to himself, what can I do? So there was a smart Jew, he says, I'm going to take the job. I'm going to save the Jews. Huh? A smart Jew, one of the smart Jews, I'm going to go forward, I'm going to do it. So he comes forward to the forest and says, listen, I could do it, but I tell you, you're going to have to cooperate. First of all, it takes 10 years, the therapy, okay? And I need 24-hour therapy. I need 24-hour routine people who are working with the horse. Somebody has to pay for the labor, somebody has to pay for the payroll, and for the place, and for the comfortable place, for the horse, and food, and everything. And so I need three parnassas on a 24-hour shift for the next 10 years. So place anything you want. But finally the secret came out, the Jews are going to do it in 10 years, he's going to have a companion, he's going to be so going to talk with him. So he gave him a whole list of things, and the poet gives a whole bucket of money, and says, go ahead, do it. He gives him the horse, and the Jew says, okay, I'll see you in 10 years, I'm going to deliver you the horse. And the poet was gloomy, was more than happy. So he came home, and his wife tells him, you crazy, you had the nerves. Not only to make up some of the bonds, but he even took money and he could do. Body. You know what could happen still in the 10 years? You know what could happen? First of all, he says, the poet could die. And the second thing, the horse could die. The third thing, I could die. And you worrying? What the fuck? You worrying? You might have what you want. You worry for tomorrow, you know, many things could happen. You put away the money till tomorrow, you know, what about that? First of all, the money may disappear. You may disappear. Or you may get money, which is money going to be nothing compared to what you put away. It becomes nothing. On the other hand, if you look what you could do with the money today buy in the shoma, you make a bad shuva, you give tzedokah, you make a chosas kala. You know what you're putting away. You know what are you putting away the money for? Who says you're going to see the money? Why do you have to put away? Because I don't put away the money for tomorrow. I have to put away the money for today. I'm Nebuch. I have no B'tochen. I'm nervous. I don't know how to live, and I'm much under influence of the street. So Nebuch, this is a chilek of my needs of today, just like I have to pay taxes and have to eat bread, I need a refrigerator, I need money in the bank also. I need a pension fund. Not for my pension, I need a pension fund for today. I should sleep it. So those money which you put away, Hashem, it comes to Gechazal, you should divide them in three parts then you put them away. But it doesn't mean you should put away. Everyone should put away. Now, there's many diagrams, there's many things. Of course, somebody's only a strict worker, doesn't expect anything to be in business. So since it's chivish talus, he saw that you can't rely on miracles, so obviously you should put in a pension fund. It's not chesodin in betochen. If you put away a certain minimal percentage of your fee in a pension workhouse, that's the style of this ishtablus. So since the ishtablus makes you to become a simple worker and a wage earner so much, a chelik of this ishtablus also is that you have to put away, you're putting away. And this is not, I would say, dafka, a lacking of the token if you're putting it away. You're not supposed to be penniless when you wage on it. But when you are in business, and for business reasons, if there is a good investment coming up, it would be nothing wrong to empty your bank account and to make the business investment with the hope that you translated the money into future income. So in business, you're not putting away the money if some good merchandise come up. And because you're not a merchandise. So if a good tzedakah comes up, and you have excess money which is not immediately needed to lubricate the business transactions, and you're getting it away, it's not a chesed. Why not? There's a mokum where the brocha should come out, where the chal should come out. The old scare, when he came to America, he lived in Borough Park, and the rabbis used to have in the Borough Park, used to have a little sign, he lives this rabbi. Old ladies should be able to come in to give a kvittel for a brocha, to give a few bucks, a few dollars. And he couldn't stand it. He didn't want to put up a sign. It was very humble, very... At the beginning, he didn't want even a telephone in the house. He didn't want a telephone that people should call in, other people come. But finally, it was coincidence in America, everyone must have a telephone. It's a routine. So finally, okay, they talked to me to have a telephone. He never spoke on the telephone in the outside room, but there was a telephone. The guy had a telephone, the rabbi had a telephone. Then come to Esther, she let her put up a sign. She said, listen, I made my start. I had a telephone. Anyone wants to reach me could reach me. It's enough. I was here, it's my shtadlus. And if a person will rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he will be rewardful, he's going to benefit. Our ancestors had a midbar, they went and collected every day the panos. They never put a. The man is actually our teaching of our panos of today. Today we are collecting our man just as was in the midbar, being said in the Sforim. The panos of today comes down just like the man came out in the midbar. Comes direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, direct to everyone, according his needs and if Hashem wants to give it to him. And it was Dvar Yom B'Yom every day. Now, you have to learn, how does my panos being fed, is provided by Hashem now, just like it was provided in the Midbar. In the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man every day. You're not allowed to put away from one day to the other. So is my panos coming every other Nidin B'Chol Yom. Every day my panos comes down. How much, what measurement, what comfort, what comfortability, what Chas Hashem. Pizra nefesh, how much other thing? Everything is beshed every day. So what are you putting away for tomorrow? Tomorrow is just the other day. I said yesterday, the Tzanzorov had a inyan not to let money sleep over overnight. Never let money sleep over overnight. He never went to sleep that he had any pennies left, any money left. Other people every Shabbos, the Shabbos get panosa for the whole week. One thing, it's right. It depends. Some people get paid daily, some people get paid weekly, some people even maybe monthly. But after the payday comes, finally clean it out. You're ready the next entry. And that matters from 1 year to the other. Comes up for a Shoshana. Comes up for a Shoshana, you have accumulated some money, you think so. And this all became a panos of this year which you made. You make sure empty that. Maybe the more empty handed you're going to come for next Shoshana, more Hashem is going to give you, simply. You know, when the Shoshana comes, Hashem says, how much are you going to make in Tov Shinun Aleph? Since you have a full bank account, right? You have a chutzpah even to ask. Even a chutzpah to ask, a full bank account behind you. You're guaranteed to say, what are you asking now, chazer? But you're a pig. I gave you money, Tov Shinun. You should do something with it. You took it away from me. And you didn't do, you didn't trust me. And you load it up, you put it into bank accounts. And then I come to Shinav, you have the chutzpah even to ask more money on top of it. Why? I should put away for Tov Shinun base, and then for Tov Shinun gimel, and once you're going to die, then you're going to give it to the widow of your wife. He's going to give it to your second husband who's competing with you, as we learned it yesterday. Now, if a person comes before the Shoshana and says, make sure, liquidate all his leftover money. So Hashem, you gave me whatever I saved of it, and you make mitzvahs and masim tovim with it. And then he comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu and says, Shnor, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I think I didn't overeat whatever you gave me. I take the minimum, I fed myself the minimum with the family, and the balance I gave away, and he comes totally empty. Hashem came to Shnor now, give him parnosa. At least you could open your mouth. They say, you look like a schnorrer, and you're relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I think it's a good school of a panosa. Comes before a Shoshana, make sure there's not leftover, no leftover. But this is all if you have no chayvus. Chayvus comes first. This is the first duty.
Get it anyway.
What?
The school of Matthew, you'll get it anyway.
What?
Whatever you're supposed to get, you're going to get it anyway.
But Rosh Hashanah? No, that's all you did feeling. That's all you did feeling.
I mean, it's still looking effect. I thought it was supposed to get it anyway. Whether you cover the snore or you
then they're not disqualified, I think. No, we have to know every time when Rosh Hashanah is coming, you can't. She would feel it's look, Mavir, it's Rayak Zera. Chas Hashem is a Zera Rosh Hashanah. It should become a poor year, a heavy year. You have to be mother as a Zera, you have to achieve it, that she's stadless. You're going into the overall conflict. I mean, if there's anyway from Sheshimei Abreishis, but I have to ignore that. I have to know that's my time of Ishtadlus. The most time of Ishtadlus of Panosa is really, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur. Then you have to pray for everything. If somebody gets a cold in winter and gets pneumonia, Chas Hashem, he dies, he didn't get the pneumonia in winter, he got it to Rosh Hashanah. Everything has been destined for sure. Everything. There is standing. The Shonian Keeper is all year is being lined out. Then is the real time of Ishtadlus. What is Ishtadlus at the time? First of all, to present yourself that you should be worthy to receive what you want, and you should be respected and focused out all the time. Then is the real time to make the real business. I watch the following. Yeah, every day, Odom Nidu Bechol Yom, we spell for Panosa every day. Same Berachot. There's a difference. The way the force it opens up on a daily, that comes every day down. It's also the famous thing in Bitochum, which is also good to know this, psychologically, to understand this Gemara, that the Rav Shitz always has discussion. It's a steer in the Gemara. Here the Gemara Chazal tell us, the Rav Shitz says, Shalom Kisim, Shalom Yom Kippurim, and the Rav Shitz says, a man's being judged every day, how does it fit? So the Rav Shitz said, looks out of the window, there was the water schlepper, the Wasserträger, called it, the one who stopped the water from the wells. He says, how's it going? So it's not a complaining because the day he was born with, he has 10 children, lives in a little room, lives in a little basement, and hardly has bread to feed his children, all this slapping water, his shoulders are hurting him. He complained and complained and complained and complained. So okay, give him a book, go. Let him go. After 2-3 days, again he called him in. Uncle, how's it going? He says, Baruch Hashem, it's true that I only live in one room apartment with 10 children, but Baruch Hashem, no mortgage to worry about. It's true that I hardly make anything with him. Then water, but they had no daigers, and then everything, the same thing. But everything was looking very positive way. Baruch Hashem for this and Baruch Hashem for that, and the Oish has problems with the Chinachai, these are good children. So the Baruch Hashem, as a Talmid, what happened is the same Vasa Schlepper, the same problems, the same, he surrounded the same situations as it was 2 days ago. Remember 2 days ago, I was a bit, he was crying about his lot, and today I look how happy he's about it. The same thing, the same wife, the same children, the same panos, the same problem. So what happened? What is the mood change? So this is it. How much to have, and how to have, this is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, I gotta tell you, you gotta have so much penance, so much aggravation, so much, this is. But how to take it? The attitude, how to relate it, Odom Nidhi Mechol Yom. One day getting up, in a good mood, you damn good, same brocha, so Kodesh Baruch Hu shows, you see the chesed in everything. And one day, you're coming up in a mood that Hashem wants to punish you a little bit. You see everything, the negatives, you're in a bad mood, everything is one of those bad days. But those one of those bad days, nothing has to change. Now the bad is not that you should stay in it. You should focus on it. And you should take out the goodness. You know, you should take out the positiveness. And this is up on the side that we should not resign for the smooth things. Don't get intoxicated just with happy-go-lucky without working on it. Everything has to be substantial. Now, if you have goodness, there are many people sometimes have a good mood without any thinking. Just having a good mood is also wrong. And I suppose because if you have a good mood just like that, you're getting carried away. So you should always have in a good mood work time. You always work, Baruch Hashem, with a bunch of them behind you, and everything is for my benefit. You have to benefit for my family, because Baruch is providing me exactly how much it's needed, nothing more, nothing less. And because Baruch is always behind you, and he knows what he's doing. And definitely, the more you focus on, the more it makes you feel good, makes you happy. That's the simcha v'tzavavah which you had worked on. That's the positive way. So Omar also the pasuk says here, "Mecholach bekaros of other shlaim leimoyr." That v'cheni that tell that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is providing a panos daily. V'chein imi aviyoy tarpo v'simer bevli sibe. If the panos all of a sudden is going to come in with a sibe, with a kind without any special sibe, a mokam bali mokam, in a place without a designated place, but the ish mebilti shacher, and it comes like a windfall of panos. Not related to the place, to the man, without any situation, all of a sudden he just is dead. Yemer Belibai, he would say in his heart, the man who received it, this one who created me with a beautiful creative blueprint, tochnit, tchuna imido, with a beautiful measurement. Good book, after all, you see, the man is figured out, is put together with thousands, millions of little details, figured out to the most beautiful little detail. We believe Shorat Suras, what Kuru Samidas, not Kona Signore. Never mind all the other surrounding which has to do with me. Who Bokhali? He chose me, Shome Tarkala Poema Mafikim Leinyoni. He chose me that Baruch should come in according which is fitting my union. We believe Shorat Poema, not without the other things, you know. Sometimes, a person says, how are you making a living? He says, I don't know. I just somehow get my living and it's very uncomfortable. You don't know where your living is going to come. You know, you're floating in this world. You don't have any specific panos. You don't have any specific... People like to be organized. You see where you're coming. You do this, you're getting this. And people are like, especially you, it lives out of the air. It makes like speculation. It doesn't know where it's coming. Every day from this and this and this and this. And when a person, this is also chelik of the gzeira, the panos, how much you're going to make and how will you make it. It's pleasant panos. And a pleasant panos is, imagine, Shem gave a good idea, you opened up a little business, all you have to work is 2 hours a day, and you put in, it's a cause and effect, it comes, it's a cost, it's called. And I think it's nice, smooth, beautiful, organized. And sometimes, Chas V'Shalom, the same panos, the same thing comes in, you haven't got an idea what you're heading. You're coming up, you're waking up in the morning, you don't know what's going to be today. All of a sudden, person comes in, flows in from here, flows in from there. But you never know what tomorrow's day, and your wife calls you a schlepper. Yashallah, you're doing nothing, you never know where you're coming from. So, what does the person say? The same thing. He says, just look at my body. Just evaluate the fact when you go out to the bathroom. How many miracles are happening? She also saw the chokhmah, or in the cove, and this one opens, this one closes, and this one closes, and this one opens. The mechanism, exactly figured out, and everything. So, because Baruch Hu created me with such a tchura, with such a blueprint, with such a plan, with such a thing, he's also behind all these panosas. This is also a b'shet, you shouldn't see where the panosa is coming from. The one who took me out on this world, but what can we do in this given place? Well, the Shnei Ishim Yidu through two known people, which is my father and mother. We believe Shor Isharim, but no other person was involved. Who bochar li? Boy Tarti Ve'er Tzidu. This is exactly who chose for me to have the panosa in a designated place. Well, the Ishim to a designated person. Some oyse sibul etal for the time. He put him, he placed him. He should become my circumstances. Why I should make the parosa for my benefit? Moshe Makos was a tzaddik Hashem b'chol derochav. Tzaddik Kodesh Baruch Hu is righteous b'chol derochav in his all his ways. You could say Kodesh Baruch Hu is righteous. Finally, gave me parosa because he could have given it to me in a better way. He could have made it more a comfortable way. No, you see, tzaddik Hashem. No. Tzaddik Hashem b'chol derochav. Kodesh Baruch Hu is a tzaddik Hashem b'all his ways. All the most last figured out details figured out style. The Hashem gives the parnosa, all this most little details. Atzarik Kuzbok is everything is figured out and measured out, and nothing is there by coincidence. That's the most important part. Nothing is there by coincidence. There's the slightest, everything has been figured out by a Kuzbok. The way it is done. And therefore, there's nothing that we should go out and complain. There's nothing that we have the right to go out and complain. Because everything, so, especially when we believe in Hashgacha Pratit, which all of us believe in Hashgacha Pratit, we have to know that the Ishtablos which we are doing is not in order to make a living. This is not, this actually is an end in himself. The Ishtablos is an end in himself. However, Kuchboku gets me out to the Ishtablos through the necessity of Parnosa. I'm not working in order to give money. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a lack of money in me in order to work. Now, if I believe that, I could never complain. Why do I get panos on this circuit? That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you. Kodesh Baruch Hu sends you there. Some people have designed missions. You have to work in this place. Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you know, panos only comes to me. Some people, they sent here, sent there, every day to different missions. And the Spanosa needs is the one who carries your feet all those different places. One day here, one day there. But if wherever you go, you're accomplishing a mission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
But what if, let's say, a person works and the way he spends
a
person should never ask for a raise to get more money?
No, that's a chelik of Ishtadlus. If you think the money is coming to you, you should ask. It's a chelik of Ishtadlus. Every normal way of ishtalos which the place is, that's what you have to ask.
For example, if the job, you know, the person really doesn't behave properly, they would say cancel your health insurance, you know, go out, like it's like a trick. So this, so you should just say it's from Hashem.
Yeah, Tefali. If he did it wrong, he should give shtalos to tell him he did it wrong, and he could even call him to justice. He didn't tell you what, how come if you really feel it's coming to you. But in the end line, if he gives it or doesn't give, he's not the one who stops it. It comes from Hashemayim. They stopped it from Hashemayim. As long as you did your proper shtalos, you don't hold it against him. You don't, in no way you're holding it against him. There's nothing but to hold against him. If it is the life health insurance is coming to you, he would have given it to you no matter what. And if in the shrine they stopped it, they stopped it. But it doesn't mean you have to sit back and do nothing. I always say the simple thing is, imagine when you have a store, you have a business in a town, and you hardly make a living, you're the only business in town. You have a certain store in Muncie, and if the whole Muncie is supporting you on this store, and that's hardly barely makes you that make a living. It's not enough. But that's all it's yet. And all of a sudden comes a competitor, and opens up all the store in Muncie. And no way, it must be this is going to cut into your business, because all of a sudden the consumption is not doubling up. You hardly make a living off it. There's no room for two. What is your chiddush shtadlus? Why are you doing such a thing?
Go to Rav,
please. He asked, what do you go to Rav, he's asking a shayla, what? If a sukkah is good or not. Now, if it's a sukkah is good, it's not allowed to do it. So then your business is, just like you see somebody comes into your store, takes out merchandise, you have to stop him. So then you stop him, you go to him, and tell you stop him, if he has no right to do it. But if the Shulchan Aruch says he has a right to do it, if let's say if the so is the halacha, what do you do? You're helping him out, just like you like somebody opens up, your best friend opens up a shoe store next to you, which is no way affecting your panosa. He has the right to do it. So what you say? Okay, I'm not going to do anything. Shulchan Aruch, you're going to look at him, you're going to avoid him. You avoid him. What are you avoiding him? If Hashem wants to take away panosa from you, it's better off at least he shifts the panosa to somebody else and not to you.
Hashem pays you back, meaning can I give you that? You help him, Hashem will help you.
That's the system. Now you're doing already something with the calculation, with the give and take calculation with Hashem. Don't do business with Hashem. Don't do business with Hashem.
Derech Agav.
Have you taken off? You need a tent?
We may
so go ahead, let's go over. Go down there.
So what time are you
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com